Recording in progress.
Calling the meeting to order for the Township of Piscataway of December 10th, 2024. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy of the official newspaper to the new official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal business hours. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Present.
Council President Cahill. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Here.
Please join me in saluting the flag. Okay. Any comments from the administration or council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? I see none. Okay. Open to the public, comments regarding item number 18, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. This is for the remote attendees. Cedar, do we have anybody online?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing the remote portion of this, we're opening it up to the public portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration would then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing the public portion. Okay. Mayor, we have a proclamation.
Whereas Angus Gillespie, PhD professor, has dedicated his career to advancement of knowledge, cultural understanding, and social justice through his teaching, research, community engagement. And whereas Dr. Gillespie has significantly contributed to the academic field of American studies by offering invaluable insight into local history, folklore, inspiring countless students and scholars to explore the historic figures, contemporary issues such as urban legends and conspiracy theories. How appropriate. Whereas those last 5 decades as a faculty member at Rutgers University, Professor Gillespie has not only shaped the minds of future leaders, but also advanced the university commitment to academic excellence, interdisciplinary studies, and the enrichment of the academic community. Whereas in 1975, Professor Gillespie established the New Jersey Folk Festival, which is the oldest continuous run folk festival in the state, attracting thousands of people each year. Whereas through the festival's free, diverse performances and numerous academic and literary publications, his legacy will continue to have a lasting impact on the academic community at Rutgers University and beyond. And therefore, I, Brian Wallen, the mayor of Township Piscataway in the state of New Jersey, in recognition of his distinguished contributions, New Jersey Folk Festival, higher education, and the university community and beyond, do by honor Angus Gillespie for outstanding dedication and contributions to the rich, diverse fabric of our community. Gillespie, everybody, thankful because the New Jersey Folk Festival attracts 40,000 plus people every year on that one day.
Wow. Thank you, Mayor. Okay, we have a second reading ordinance, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Sutton Lanes. This is open to the public. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. For the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you completed your comments or questions.
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, this is open to the public portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Close to the public. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Resolution passes. Second reading ordinance, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Old New Brunswick Road. This is open to the public, and it's a resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Old New Brunswick Road frontage of Block 4503, lots 1.08, 1.09, and 1.16, on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-32.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Open to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening up to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing to the public. Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Rouse.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinoza?
Yes. Resolution passes. Okay. Second reading ordinance, construction of local improvement sidewalks down 11th Street. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the 11th Street frontage of Block 811, Lots 1.01 and 20.01, Block 805, Lot 31, Block 812, Lots 1.01, 5.01, 16.02, 31.01, 33.01, and 37.01, and Block 813, Lots 1.04, 1.05, and 10.02 on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-33.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. We're going to open to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Heater, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Opening up to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing this to the public. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Aaron.
Second, sir.
Thank you. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinoza?
Yes. Passes. Thank you. Ordinance second reading, reading of construction of local improvement sidewalks on Centennial Ave. This is a resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Centennial Avenue frontage of Block 6701, Lots 2, 3.01, and 3.02, Block 6702, Lot 1.01, Block 6703, Lots 5, 6.07, 6.08, 6.09, and 7, Block 4001, Lots 3.01, 4, and 5, and Block 6102, Lot 1.01, on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-34.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Opening up to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom, on the Zoom app, or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Heater, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees, opening up to the public. Attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing to the public. Can I have a motion, please?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Councilman Shaw, second.
Thank you. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Aaron.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes, thank you. Ordinance second reading, acquisition of parcel block 11319, lot 9.01 through 550-550, Hells Lane. Resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Property Identified as Block 11319, Lot 9.01, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public use pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-35.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Opening up to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. I see no one coming up. Closing to the public. Motion, please.
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Rouse.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Aaron.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance passes. So ordinance second reading, authorizing sale of block 11302, lots 2.05, 2.06, 2.07, 2.08, 2.09, 2.10, 2.11, 2.12, and 4551 and 595 Highland Avenue. So resolution adopting ordinance, Ms. Cedar.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13A, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-36.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up to the public, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing to the public. Can I have a motion, please?
Yeah, motion, Shaw.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Ordinance passed. Thank you. Ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of Municipal Code Part 3. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 23, Sewers and Wastewater, and Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and it passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-37.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Opening up to remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Peter, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Opening up to our public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing it to the public. May I have a motion, please?
Offer Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Ordinance passed. Thank you. Ordinance second reading, acquisition of rights of way easements and land and fee simple for improvements to Meister Street. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple for the Improvements of Meister Street in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and it passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-38.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Opening up to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Heater, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Opening up to the public portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing to the public. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Shaw.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Pass. Ordinance second reading, authorizing the sale of non-conforming lots 20 and 21 of Block 7305, 5160, and 5170 Orchard Street. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13B, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-39.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you very much. Closes the remote attendee portion. For the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium. State your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing to the in-person public portion for in-person attendees. I have a motion.
Motion, Councilman Sharon.
Okay. Roll call.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Uren.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes, thank you. Ordinance second reading, authorizing contract for sale and real estate, block 12703, lot 2739 Ross Hall Boulevard. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13B, was introduced on the 26th day of November 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of December 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on December 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-40.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up for the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing the remote attendee portion. For the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Closing to the public. I have a motion.
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Rouse.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw.
Yes.
Councilman Uren.
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Thank you. We're at the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials are these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Shaw.
Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes, thank you. Okay, we've come to the announcements and comments from our officials. Ms. Sharon? Councilwoman Sharon?
Okay. All right. We'll run that again. The Holmes Marshall Fire Company Women's Auxiliary is having their annual Christmas party this Saturday, the 14th at 1 p.m. at the firehouse. And they will be giving out free toys to children up to ages 12. They'll also be having refreshments and games and fun, and Santa and Mrs. Claus are supposed to stop by. So if you're available, come on out, families, bring your children, and have some fun with the Women's Auxiliary of Holmes Marshall Fire Company.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. I have no comments today. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes, we would like to thank Santa for showing up in Piscataway on Friday evening at our tree lighting. So thank you for him. That was a very well-attended, great event. Thank you to Jennifer for spearheading that whole event to grow, and some new things that came this year with the donuts and hot chocolate. So thank you to Jennifer Johnson for that. And thank you for Santa for showing up on the CCTV show last evening. And the holiday decorating contest, registration ends on the 11th. The decorations must be up by Friday, December 13th. And the public can ride around and vote on December 16th through the 20th. So anyone having any other questions regarding that, please go to the township website.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. We did have a great turnout, by the way, on Friday for the Christmas tree lighting. It was great. And the weather was sort of cooperating, but at least it wasn't raining or, you know, windy. So I'll take it. Councilman Rouse?
No comment.
Councilman Shaw?
No, thanks.
Councilman Earn?
No comment at this time, Council.
Mayor Waller?
We're going to make sure we have extra donuts next year.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Tharcy?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. Tony Rush?
No comments, thank you.
Assistant Business Administrator, any comments?
Thank you. I don't have anything to say other than the event. I attended the event. It was wonderful. So I think everyone had a good time, and great job by administration, Jennifer, and all that helped, the staff that helped. It really went off very well.
Yes, definitely did. Thank you. All right. So we're going through the agenda session for December 17th. This is a second reading for an ordinance fully funded, $1,735,000 for various equipment. This will be open to the public, and resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions on this? Okay, the next one is ordinance second reading fully funded, $2,100,000 street road improvement projects. This will be open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions on this from the council? Next one is ordinance second reading authorizing acquisition of block 11317, lot 2302. This will be open to the public. This will be a resolution adopting ordinance. Does council have any questions on this? Okay, next is an ordinance, second reading, authorizing acquisition of Block 303, Lot 1701. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions or concerns from the council? Next is an ordinance, a second reading, authorizing the execution of financial agreement IDIL 111551 South Washington Urban Renewal LLC, Block 5301, Lot 14.04, 1551 South Washington Avenue. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions from the council? Next is an ordinance for the second reading, amending and supplementing various chapters of the Municipal Code Part 4. This will be open to the public, and it will be a resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions from the council? Okay. The next one is a resolution authorizing change order number 2, Durham Park Multi-Use Path Repairs, Fisher Contracting, Inc., a decrease of $3,805.43. Next one is a resolution authorizing award of bid South Washington Avenue and Summers Avenue Sanitary Sewer Alignment Improvements, T.R. Wenninger, Inc., not to exceed $121,200. Any questions on that one? Okay, resolution authorizing award of contract 2024-4 hot mix asphalt and for road surface resurfacing, Stavola Asphalt Company, Inc., not to exceed $75,000. Resolution authorizing return of Sterling Village security deposit and payment to township for damages, apartment 230. Next will be to discuss is the motion of to accept the report of clerk's account from November 2024, a motion to accept report of the Division of Revenue November 2024, and a motion to receive and enter into minutes disbursement for the month of November 2024. We're going to open this to the public. For the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The consular administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Opening this to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the consular administration will then respond if necessary. Just a reminder, you don't have to hold the button on the podium.
Okay. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. I have about 6 short questions. The first one is under the consent agenda, number 18B for Bravo. The OEM, are we referring?
That's, if I may, Council President, that's the piece of property next to police headquarters, David.
What about downstairs? Do we have an OEM?
No, we haven't been down there because we had some flooding down there. As a matter of fact, there's a state reg that you can't have it in the basement anymore.
Okay, so this is by the police station?
It's to look about the feasibility about building a smaller building next door to handle that.
Okay.
And a lot of the, for all the security cameras that we're installing, some viewing, so.
Is that actually underway now?
Well, no, everything's being wired, some of it's being wired up for, you know, as far as the radio system. But this is not going to happen overnight, David. This is looking at the feasibility, and you're talking like 5 or 6 years down the road.
Item 18E for Echo. The 9/11 calls center program, would you elaborate on that?
So we're rebuilding our 9/11 call center, and we're using the money that we got from the federal government for the program, and some additional money has become available through the state. So we're applying for that in hopes of getting that to apply that also to our costs for the call center.
How much are you applying for?
$1 million.
Okay, 18F for Foxtrot. The community development building.
It's the old Italian American Club building.
What are you doing there?
Well, it's community development's going to be moving down there, as well as inspections. We don't have enough room in the other building now since COVID. We've cannibalized all the extra space, so we're moving half of the building down to the other building down there.
And that's going to be about, for right now, $3,680,000.
We have to install an elevator for ADA compliant, make everything ADA compliant.
When you anticipate the move?
The move happening for maybe 18 months.
Okay. This is under the agenda for December the 17th. I'm just looking for an explanation. When it says fully funded.
That means it's a cash ordinance, David.
Well, what I mean is this money from the township or is this a?
Yes, this is from the township. That instead of we're not borrowing the money, we're
paying
cash.
So this is coming out of the funds that your township has. Okay, and I guess that's the same thing for.
That's correct. It's the same thing for the other.
$2 million or something. Okay, for the hot mix. Now it's $75,000, but I was just trying to understand the 2024-4. What does that -4 represent?
Well, that's the contract number 4, Huffnick, so we're running low on hot mix, so we need mix. So like, for instance, if we want to do hot patch over the winter, you know, there's only one asphalt company that's open during the winter in this general reason. So instead of filling it with a cold patch that'll come right out, we do a hot patch mix if possible.
Okay, that's all I have.
And again, you don't have no potholes on your street, right, David?
No, I don't.
No, all right.
Lucky you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else coming up to the podium?
Costas, Eftemios, 58 Curtis, Piscataway, New Jersey. That's it. Don't speed in our township signs. I picked up about 4 of them from the middle of the street. So that means 7th and Washington's, you can't say or do anything in there? No. But it's Piscataway. Why can't you make that look nice? Those abandoned trees, they look like cut off away from the power line. Come on, Mayor. Our township doesn't look good like that. All those trees need to go. Going back to last time, all that equipment and man hours assigned to a $500 job, not one of those people looked across the street at the storm drain to see that there's at least 2 blocks disintegrating there. And 2 potholes on the corner just got rolled over. On 7th and Curtis, that is. The potholes on 7th and Curtis never, ever go away. Now there's a blind spot there. You need to work with us, Mayor. You need to take care of this issue. It's looking ugly. All seven and Washington.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening.
Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. I need a street. I don't need to patch it, okay? I got a lot of places you can put the hot mix, Mayor. But I'm here about the barricades that we talked about last time.
Curtis, at the last meeting you were at, we did award the install contract. We haven't received the contracts back from the contractor that's going to do the install. We do have the equipment ready.
Okay, that's what we're here for. We're trying to figure
out. As soon as they come in, I'll execute the contracts.
We're trying to figure out how we got to where we are now without us okaying. The barricades is up now. It was for a specific purpose, which Frank, which you, maybe the council knows. We don't have that problem, we don't think. So why are we putting up permanent barricades? Whereas if you can take those two down that's on Oak and the other street, and do the one that you're talking about doing on Popular. Neighbors are trying to figure out why.
No, there's going to be four streets that are ultimately going to get that at the corner of South Second Street. These are the type of barriers that you would see that pop up out of the ground and that could be lowered during snow events or any other emergency. They could be lowered and then pop right back up. They're the real skinny ones. It's better than a Jersey barrier, Curtis.
But the question and answer we have, do we need those over there now?
Yes, I think you should have them over there because it seems to stop the knuckleheads from Plainfield coming in.
It stops the knuckleheads from coming to Popular. The people on Oak have no problem with it. So we'll take this at, we'll bring it up on the 17th. I need more people to understand what you just said. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, close to the public.
Oh, Council, and I just have a quick question for the attorney. Were you going to have the memo to the council members in regards to the discussion item that we had last week in regards to moving the election?
Yeah, I got the draft today, so that'll be distributed to the council probably tomorrow. I was reviewing it before I headed over here.
So if there's concurrence amongst, you have the council members call Raj what your thoughts are on it, and then if everything's going to be on a consent agenda for next week.
Yeah, if there's no issues and the council agrees, we'll send out notice according to the statute, and we can go ahead and put it on the 17th.
Thank you, Mayor. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, sir.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.